This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. No explanation has been given by North Korea over Kim Jong-un's sudden reappearance, but video aired by his state-run news agency may hold some clues and its own messaging. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Firstly, no explanation is given as to where Kim has been since he was last seen on April 11th. The news anchor, who's very famous in North Korea, only talks about the ribbon-cutting event itself. The fertilizer factory is touted as evidence of Kim's progress on keeping his country's economy and food stocks safe and secure in the face of sanctions. Kim's surrounded by senior officials, including his sister, a party leader, and the country's premier. To international observers, though, including the Center for Nonproliferation Studies in California, the factory is actually believed to be part of North Korea's secret nuclear program. Uranium can be a byproduct of the process to make certain fertilizers, including the type the factory is said to handle.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says his government will make face masks mandatory for commuters in public transportation starting Monday and will ease some restrictions for businesses.
Una de ellas es la obligación de utilizar a partir del próximo lunes.
Traffic and public transport usage has plummeted under the state of emergency established in Spain on March 14th. Sanchez said also on Monday that Spain will roll back more restrictions, including letting customers go to restaurants and cafes to take away food. Sanchez also announced that he will ask the parliament for an extension of the state of emergency that is set to expire on May 9th. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former Senate staffer who has accused Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her nearly three decades ago says she did not use the words sexual harassment or assault in a report on the incident. We get more from AP's Shelley Adler.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Tara Reid says that she was, quote, too scared to write about sexual assault. Reid described the report after the AP discovered additional transcripts and notes from its interviews with Reid last year, in which she says she, quote, chickened out after going to the Senate Personnel Office. The AP interviewed Reid in 2019 after she accused Biden of uncomfortable and inappropriate touching. She did not raise allegations of sexual assault against Biden until this year. I'm Shelley Adler.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called for international cooperation in the search for a vaccine for the new coronavirus. During her weekly video address Saturday, Merkel said anyone can fall ill with the virus and therefore global cooperation and joint action was necessary. According to the chancellor, an estimated 8 billion euros or $8.9 billion are still needed to develop a vaccine, and the donors' conference on May 4th is an important starting point. Germany has registered more than 164,000 COVID-19 cases, but has seen fewer than 7,000 deaths. Pope Francis on Saturday prayed for government leaders and political representatives responsible for the care of their people amid the coronavirus pandemic.
La responsabilità di prendersi cura.
Speaking to an audience of priests and nuns at his morning mass at the Vatican, the pontiff said, let's pray for the Lord to help them and grant them strength because their work is not easy. The Pope has been conducting all events within the walls of the Vatican as the new virus continues its spread around the world. Health experts have warned a second wave of infections could hit unless testing is expanded dramatically. Security officials say Islamic State militants killed at least 10 Iraqi militiamen from the popular mobilization forces near the central city of Samarra in a coordinated assault during the early hours of Saturday. It was the deadliest of a series of attacks in recent weeks that come as authorities are grappling with a worsening economic crisis and trying to contain a coronavirus outbreak. Iraq declared victory over Islamic State in December of 2017, after a costly three-year campaign. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.